This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone! And welcome to the finale of Millennial Mama Season 1. My guest today is a happiness trainer and an inspiration to so many of us. Without further ado, let me welcome Katrina Folkman-Jaswal, or as you may know her via Instagram, One Up Baby. And today we are going to be talking about leaving behind city life, unschooling, and how to find happiness within yourself. Hi, Katrina. I am so glad we finally did this. Welcome to Millennial Mama. Kat, you've been such an inspiration, you know, always like with your content. But I think this lockdown, you became an inspiration to the next level. And I say that because you had a proper set up life in Gurgaon. And just when the lockdown started, I remember seeing your stories that you are moving to Himachal Pradesh because of your... you know, lockdown situation, you want a social distance and stuff. And then you decided to permanently shift there. And that's a huge decision, you know. What inspired you to take it?
Yes, see, it's a great question. For me, moving to wilderness outside of a large city was always considered an upgrade of my lifestyle. Because there are a couple of very important points that we can achieve only in the village. For example, fresh air. It's a luxury that we don't have in big cities here. So I was thinking about it for a while. What allowed me to achieve it was decision of our company to shift to work from home because of pandemics and because of overall digital developments, like lots of work can be done digitally, remotely. So with this kind of blessing and support from my company, I was finally able to achieve what we wanted to do quite a long time. Because, you know, quite honestly, what should be around us? Comfort level is very important. Don't get me wrong. And you see in the village, we recreated the same kind of bath and the same style, house, everything.
And your office now.
Yeah, and office, wonderful office with all support from my family here. So I'm trying to combine both of the worlds, the best from the nature, village, beautiful scenery here in Himachal, and of course the comfort level of modern lifestyle.
That's actually a great thought, you know, because I know so many people right now who want to move away from city life, you know, because this life, myself included, very honestly, this life has gotten so hectic for us to keep up with, you know. you know, I always take you as so much of an inspiration when it comes to Shannon as well, whether it comes to breastfeeding or whether it comes to her making her decisions. You know, you have always been so open and so, like, you have so much of thought behind everything, you know, and I was really amazed when you decided to unschool Shannon. And I wanted to know from you, because my daughter is still just 19 months old, you know, and I don't know when I want to send her to school, especially in this situation. So I just want to understand from you, what is unschooling and why do you think it's so much better for the kids if we decide to unschool them?
Wonderful question. Also, lots of people need curious to know about it. So unschooling is giving your child decision-making power, what to learn, how and where. And they're wonderful in this. Before we spoil them with taking too many decisions for them on their behalf, before that, they are very curious minds. Their child is wired for learnings. Yeah, that's the whole focus of childhood, is to learn new things. That's how nature created this. So we should not just interrupt with this process. We do interrupt quite a lot. We tell them, okay, don't play with this green leaf. Instead, go inside and do your ABC. But maybe child wants to find out what is inside the green leaf. And that's the topic of biology. So unschooling implies that you follow the child, and if she's handling some green leaf, you tell her green is because of chlorophyll, or, you know, inside the leaf you can see several water pipes and so on, right? So you pick up on things that are truly interesting for them instead of trying to say no, go inside and focus on some curriculum who was developed nowadays, even for 18-month-old children. So as parents, keep in mind, what is the purpose of play school in such early age? If it's kind of daycare, because we are working moms and there is nobody else to take care of child, I understand. I understand. But if you're blessed to be at home and maybe working from home or being a housemaker, there is no real point of outsourcing these precious moments to somebody else. Even if teachers are fantastic, I know lots of great teachers, but it's not their own child. You know, I think that was the final trigger. Trigger for me was when we moved to Himachal. We had online classes from the very good school, amazing school, and I know people who work there. But I saw how she, the teacher, experienced teacher, was struggling with online class of 20 toddlers. And she couldn't possibly put attention to all of them. She was focusing on one, second one, and Shannon was getting restless and bored. So for me, it was the final trigger why I'm pushing her to sit inside. If there is wonderful green fields outside and she can learn all these things in real life. So at that point, I decided, thank you. For now, I will do it myself. I mean, Sanchi, you know, I have 3 master degrees. It will be a shame if I cannot teach my 5-year-old basics of, you know, life and science, biology, zoology, all these things that we can see around us. So that's unschooling. If she will want to go back to school at any point, I will support her, you know.
That's really interesting, Kat. And I just love how you approach motherhood and make it look so effortless, you know. And I know the kind of effort you put into it behind the scenes, you know. And I have seen your stories all the time about how you are helping women grow and how you yourself are still growing, you know, even after 3 master's degrees. And that actually brings me to my next question, you know. I always see this in your stories where people are asking you, my child is fighting, my child is angry, and you always tell them that you have to fix the mother, you cannot fix the child, you know. And I know you always say that if a mother is unhappy, her relationships are strained, whether it's with her husband, whether it's with her children, you know. What are the few things a mom can do to avoid such a situation?
So what is happening? Firstly, of course, being emotionally stable is important to handle your life better. Yeah, better response. Not being just reactive to all things that's happening around you, but to kind of step back, take a deep breath, and think about, is it truly some kind of serious situation? If yes, what can I do? Or is it just a trigger for me because I am tired, because I am annoyed, because I have so many other things in my mind? So this kind of observational skills to stop yourself in the heat of the moment, that comes with emotional stability and emotional strength. Mom or dad, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So that's something that most of us still have to work on quite a lot. And child is just a trigger. It's a strong trigger because we love them. Because anything that they do, according to us, wrong, that creates such a strong emotional response because we love them so.
Yeah.
But you still need to understand that that was just a trigger. It's not a problem that little one, you know, put some paint on your wall. You can clean it. But you reacted so strongly because you've been already tired. You already burnt out from several months of lockdown. No fresh air. No time for yourself. No aspirations. Yeah. Where is your career? Or you don't want career? Fine. It's great. You can be fantastically calm and composed homemaker who focus on beautiful things inside your house. Yes, too. But most of us are not that. Something is missing. It's either big goal of your life that also creates a lot of frustration, like what am I doing? What is my life? Why I have to do all this routine? So this dissatisfaction with yourself, you know, that deep down you understand that that's your responsibility to take care of that first. And that's very difficult. So you very happily get triggered by husband and child and allow yourself to feel this anger. Anger makes you feel better in most cases.
And also, I want to add something. You allow yourself to feel anger and you feel victimized. You feel that, why is this my job and why am I doing this?
Yes, anger, it's scientifically proven that anger makes you feel better because it unleashes additional energy for you. You're lacking energy, you're feeling burnt out, you get angry on somebody, on child, on neighbor, or your mother-in-law, or blogger on Instagram, and this anger gives you additional recharge of your energy. That's how your humans are built. So when you're angry, you get a little bit of more release of energy so you can fight, you know, survive.
Absolutely, Kat. And that's so great. And, you know, I know your programs. I know you have now trained thousands of students and probably inspired lakhs of them. So before you go, I just want to ask you, why, according to you, is it so important to invest on oneself, one personal growth and personal development?
Because it takes your life to the next level. And next level can be defined in different metrics. We can define it in money. Yes, money also go to next level. It can be quality of your lifestyle. It can be your ability to enjoy your lifestyle. I know some people who got money, but this ability to feel happy is not here and they're not happy. They're complaining to me, saying, Katrina, this huge house is such a burden. I need to get new cook. My generator is not working. So, you know, rich people have problems too. So, but if you work on yourself, that allows you to feel happy at every stage of your life, in every day of your life. And it's not about settling down with what you got. Absolutely not. I'm pushing my students to achieve material things too. Money, career, comfort level, quality of life, very important. It's your kind of metric. And, you know, you see it. Yeah. Your money will increase. If your money are not growing and you're, you know, trying so many things, that's a signal for you that something still needs to be worked on inside you. Money is simply a symptom. One of the symptoms that something still can be worked on. So don't settle, push yourself, but start with yourself, not with blaming five people around you. You, husband, for not giving money, you, mother-in-law, not taking care of my child, this and that. You know, blame game can go forever. If you simply start with yourself, take yourself to the next level, become first that person who is worthy of different level of the lifestyle. And it will come, always comes.
Wow. Thank you so much, Kat. That was really insightful. And I think it's so needed for all of us to hear this at this point, because we are all frustrated and we are all a little now antsy of being locked up. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Sanchi. I was waiting for this interview as well. I'm super happy to be here and thank you for inviting me.
Wow. Thank you to each one of you for joining me on Season 1 of Millennial Mama. To keep up with updates about Season 2, follow me on Instagram at Sachi Nasta. And I will be back with you very soon. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HD Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.